Welcome to Fear the Boot. This is a bonus episode to let you guys know a little bit, or hopefully a lot bit, about what's going on at Fear the Con. Give you guys some prep information. First of all, if you have not been there, be sure to stop by the website, which we will link in the show notes, or if you're not in a place where you have the show notes handy, you can find it at Warhorn, that's warhorn.net/FearTheCon, all one word, no spaces or anything like that.
We didn't do introductions.
Okay. My name's Dan.
My name's Adam.
I'm Hambone Caprice.
Do we even do introductions on bonus episodes?
I don't know.
Yeah. We've always done introductions on everything.
For like 30 seconds here, I've been trying to figure out, oh crap.
Okay. Yeah, it's like,
did I just make that up?
Who am I?
All right. So, Fear the Con, this was the con that was previously called Not Fear the Boot Con.
I'm still calling it Not Fear the Boot
because it's a convention that's mostly just meant to be gaming community, people listen to Fear the Boot, guys we know through a couple different gaming stores, a few local St. Louis gaming groups and organizations are going to be there. Fear the Boot is kind of what got it started, but I would not say we are per se the main drivers behind it. Well, if Adam's giving me a face, okay, maybe we are.
I was going to say, I think you're making that up.
We are not the only drivers behind this. There are other groups that are involved that deserve their recognition. And
we're not going to list them.
But it's March 8th, 2008, and it will be in St. Charles, Missouri. And St. Charles is a little satellite town right on the edge of suburban St. Louis.
Easily accessed by all the major highways.
Yeah, easily accessed by all the major highways. If you're coming in, whether by car, by plane, whatever, it's real easy to get to. It's on right off a major interstate. It's not that far from the airport. And we are trying to make it as easy as possible for you guys to get here. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about the schedule. We are going to try and fill the weekend with events because we realize that some people coming in from out of town may want to make this trip a little bit more worthwhile.
Yeah,
this isn't going to be just a one. It's a 1 day gaming convention, but Friday and Sunday, we're going to have stuff going on too.
So on Friday, we are going to have Worldwide Wing Night, I guess it's 4.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably about 7 o'clock, the same place we had last time, which we're going to try for the same place at least.
Hey, well, here's my thought. If we're going to be right by Buffalo Wild Wings, why not just go there?
If they can give us a reserve table, I'm fine with that.
Well, we'll check that out because, it's right there.
But we will figure it out. Once again, keep up with the forums, or if you don't want to keep up with our forums, just keep up with this Warhorn site. As we get information, we will keep updating the site with new information. So we are going to have Worldwide Wing Night 4 somewhere that's not too far from the con center or the hotel that we've picked out for this. If you are going to be staying for overnight or more than one day, we have gotten a sort of a group discount through the Hotel Best Western in St. Charles. Once again, we will have address, phone number, all that stuff on the Warhorn site. Saturday will be Fear the Con. We will open the doors probably about 11 o'clock.
10:30. Our game starts at 11.
Okay, 10:30.
Yes, 10:30.
So we will open the doors. Will open at 10:30, and we're in Central Time, so set your watches accordingly.
Are you going to be up then?
Possibly not, but we will.
Somebody wheel Dan in.
We will open the doors at 10:30. There's going to be three blocks of 4-hour gaming sessions, one at 11, one at 3, one at 7. 11 is when the last game will end, and we have to be completely cleaned up and off the premises by 12:30. So we will probably.
Which means we'll be ending and kicking people out at midnight.
Yeah, so we'll probably start, unless you're going to help us clean up, we'll probably start kicking people out around midnight. Now, if you show up, here's what you can expect. First of all, we've got a bunch of games. If you're interested in running a game or volunteering to do anything at the con, send an email to luke@feartheboot.com. And
if you're interested in GMing, send an email to Luke. If you're interested in volunteering, send an email to me.
Okay.
Adam.
So GMing, an email.
Don't sweat it. Send it to one of us. We'll get it to the right place.
All right. So send it to Luke or Adam at feartheboot.com. We'll get it passed around.
It's not like Adam and I don't talk every day on IM for ridiculous amount of time.
Tickets, we're trying to keep pretty down in price. We're charging on pre-reg $13 a ticket. And if you buy at the door, it's $15 a ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at that price, that covers all your games. That covers as long as they last. We're going to have
beer and soda.
Beer and soda.
And it should last a long time. We're planning on getting a lot.
We're going to get quite a bit. So that covers all your beer and soda.
I also drink quite a bit too. So
that's true. We didn't account for that.
Covers all your games. You will not have to buy game tickets or anything like that. The only things that you will have to pay extra for throughout the day is one, we are probably going to have a couple dealers there. So if you want to buy anything from them, obviously you'll have to buy. And then secondly, is we are going to have a concession stand there and they will be selling the food and we'll try once again to keep the prices, you know.
Well, since it's not a third party that's actually selling the food, we're handling all the concessions. We're not out to gouge you.
Yeah, our goal so is to get, right.
Yeah. So our goal here is the convenience of you not having to leave the con. And you're pretty much just paying for the food.
Right.
We're not here to make money off you because we're not interested.
Exactly. This is not a profit endeavor. Our goal is to get a bunch of gamers in town, get you in the door at minimal cost, and have a great time. In fact, the only reason we were even building the soda and beer into the ticket price is because Parks and Rec, and which is who we rented this convention center through, requires that we get all the beer and soda through them. We're not allowed to sell it. So we have to build it into your ticket price. Otherwise, your tickets would be cheaper still.
And what would a Fear the Boot Con be without beer? Come on.
Yeah.
It's part of the magic, gentlemen.
One of the other advantages to pre-registering is that you are able to reserve spots in games.
Yeah. And everyone, or at least most of the people that are hosts on Fear the Boot will be running games. I'm running at least one of one of the games in my sci-fi setting. If that one fills out, I may open a second one.
Yours may already be filled.
I just checked. It's already 50% full, and this is like hours after opening up.
This is me not having approved anymore.
Yeah, we haven't done anything since I've played. I got you beat. Oh. I got one more player than you. Yeah, check it out. I seriously do.
Yeah, no, you do. Actually, you have two more. Well, of course, we don't know it's approved, but you had five filled.
Yeah, anyway.
If mine fills up, we'll open a second slot, but... if you're interested in game mastering, we have room for more game masters. We'd love more game masters. Please get in touch with somebody. We'll set you up for that. But like they said, if you pre-register, you can start reserving your slots in games now.
And if you do sign on and all the host games, if that's what you're going on there for, are filled up, don't hesitate to still sign up because chances are, like Dan said, he'll run an extra one. I would love to play more, but if there's a demand, I'll run a second slot. I mean, that's fine.
Well, and if you don't, sign up and we don't see that there are tons of people on there and tons of people are saying, hey, none of us could get into your games, we're not going to know that we need to do that.
Yeah. Right.
And exactly. So you need to register so we do know.
Exactly. Now, Luke or Adam, one of you guys was saying there's some confusion about how to register.
We put some steps up because you can actually pay for the convention before you sign up for the site. So here's what you do. You go to warhorn.com/fear the boot.
Con.
Man. You go to warhorn.net/fearthecon.
Right. Sorry, I had it bookmarked. The first thing you want to hit is register to attend.
Which is right kind of near the top middle or top left.
That will take you to a very simple screen where you put your name, you know, email address, and your password. You hit register, bam, you're signed up, you're done. You haven't paid anything, it just says, hey, I'm interested in going to the con.
If at all possible, please use the same email that you're using for the Google checkout later on.
Yes. Okay. Oh, that would help out
a
lot.
That will help out immensely when I try and matchmake
right.
Who is who.
So the next step then is after you've registered, that registers you in Warhorn. That does not buy you a ticket. So then if you go back to the main page, back to warhorn.net/fearthecon, right, scroll down a little bit, right there in the middle is a big drop-down box that says Fear the Con pre-registration, has a drop-down list so you can pick 1, 2, 3, or 4 tickets. And buy now through Google Checkout. Like Adam said, it'd be helpful to us if you use the same email address. If you can't, for some weird reason,
you can send me an email.
At least, yeah, let them know so that
I haven't had any trouble yet figuring out who is who.
It's been 8 hours.
But it's been 8 hours, and I've only approved 5 people. So don't play the law of averages because I don't like guessing.
Right. So also that going on throughout the day.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Let's back up there for a second. Once you've paid, it'll send an email to Adam, who will contact me, and I will clear you. When you're signed up for Warhorn, you cannot actually sign up for any games until you are cleared. Well, as soon as I get the email, and I will do this in order, and I will do it within 24 hours, probably within 2 to 3, depending on where I'm at. I'll do it as soon as I have access to a computer. I check this a lot. I will clear you to run games. So you will get an automated email saying that you are cleared, which means you can go back to the site and click on the gaming schedule to look over stuff, which you can do before you actually register, and you can actually sign up for games. And then you can put yourself in the slots, and then you can print out your schedule. You can do all kinds of cool stuff.
If you have any problems with any of this, please, please, please don't hesitate to post or email Luke or I.
Yep.
It, I don't want this to be a cumbersome process for anybody.
Right.
I want this to be a cummerbund process.
That would be fantastic.
Especially if it was blue and sparkly. Like Keith Curtis's.
Barbershop quartet.
Anyway.
I've never let him live that down. All right. So throughout the course of the day, in addition to the games, we have the place that we've rented basically has three rooms, so to speak. There's a really big open room we're going to use for all the gaming. And we're going to try and space the tables out pretty good so it's not complete chaos in there, but I'm sure it will be anyway. Then in the back, there are two rooms that are actually set off by themselves, one of which we're probably going to set up as a dealer room. The other, what we're shooting for is during the day, Tony Mass is going to try and come in and show some films. And then later at night,
some films,
some pornography, and then
not some pornography.
Then later at night, Sean from Chainmail Bikini is going to take over. Sean is also a DJ, and Sean's going to do sort of a dance party in that room. So
there's no sort of about it. Well, it's a dance party.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
in addition to that, Melina's going to run a masquerade in there sometime. It's probably going to be a little smallish, but
yeah, it's. You know,
masquerade people love to grind on each other anyway. They don't need much room. One other thing that's going on, it's actually not on the schedule yet because we're still working out the timetable, but there's going to be a War Machine or Hordes tournament there or Mixed. We're not 100% sure yet, but there will be a coin kit. There's going to be no extra charge for the tourney. It's included in your ticket price.
Correct.
So, which is good. Yeah. That doesn't happen a lot. So
I've already talked to those guys and we're all cool on that end.
Excellent. Yeah. The local War Machine crew are a bunch of good people. I like them and I wish I played more.
Yeah.
That was a very quick and easy conversation. I was very happy about it.
Oh, they're great.
And as we can't reiterate enough, our goal is to get as many people in the door as possible. We are breaking even on this if we're lucky. So this is,
if you're lucky.
Yeah. I'm lucky since I'm putting the bill, but this is a break even thing. Sunday, if you stay around Sunday night and before you head home,
well, here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a nice little sign up at the actual con itself.
This is funny.
It's going to be called Meyer Eye Care Sign Ups. If anybody out there has not had an eye exam and does want one,
Chris Hussey,
you're I'm looking at you.
Right.
I am doing them for cheap. Now I'm going to I'm giving it the whole group a discount. I can't talk about the price on the air here, but it will be very, very reasonable. If enough people sign up, I'll need at least 4 or 5. I will open the doors on Sunday for a few hours, probably like between like 9 and 1 or so. And you can come in. We can do an eye exam. I can get you your prescription. I probably, because I won't have any of my support staff there, I won't sell glasses, that kind of thing, unless you just want to buy the frame, etc. But you can get a very thorough, excellent eye exam from a very good doctor for a very good price.
Really, Luke? Have you ever met this guy?
I have. He's really nice.
I'll come up and help you run this thing if you need support.
You don't know how. I'd have to teach you how to pretest. Which
you don't know. You're probably going to want somebody to sit around in your store while
my wife will be there. You'll get to meet my wife and hang out with her.
I'll sit around and shoplift while this is going on.
Well, it is North County.
Yeah, it is.
I've lost several pairs of glasses. I just start putting the expensive ones behind the case. Anyway, I'm serious. If there's a lot of people out there who don't do eye exams because they don't have the cash or don't have insurance and they put it off, and you shouldn't. Come see me. I'll hook you up. I'll get you taken care of.
Luke's good. He didn't do anything inappropriate to me.
Nor would I ever. One final note, talking to all the GMs out there, a lot of people email me with initial interest who are still... a lot of people still aren't sure if they're coming and haven't confirmed. So we've got a lot of games that are kind of in the hopper. So the list should expand here in the near future. But for any GM who's out there who is thinking about running, please contact me. Please run at least one. The GMs are what make this con happen. This is a gaming con. This is all about having fun with games. Now, unlike a lot of conventions, since we're kind of starting out and as Dan said, try to break even, we can't give you a discounted ticket price because we aren't charging you much to start out with. What we will do, I know we'll be giving you concession tickets for food, so you won't have to pay much or anything for food, depending on what you run. And we're going to give you guys picks out of the prize support, which already looks to be rather awesome. We're going to have some great prize support, and you guys are going to walk out with some books, some miniatures, something to make it worthwhile for you. Yeah. Besides our ever-loving gratitude for running a game, and besides Adam humping your leg at the end of the night, we are going to give you stuff.
Yeah,
Adam said he was going to do this.
Adam's been in touch with a bunch of game companies, and so far the show of support from these companies has been very good.
It helps that several listen to us.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, and if you are a local gaming shop who wants to set up in the dealer room, or if you're a game company who wants to send us some prize material in return for, you know, getting some press there, please get in contact with any one of the three of us, Dan at feartheboot.com, Adam or Luke at feartheboot.com, and believe me, we'd be happy to work with you to and try and make this worthwhile for everyone involved.
Several have sent me pictures that usually go in the convention pamphlets, which, given the way we're doing this, we haven't really talked about doing any pamphlets.
There might be a printed schedule, but
yeah, I don't think there's going to be that. But I'm planning on printing these out and posting in the very prominent spots so everybody can see our sponsors, you know, people who have donated. Right. So you will get your name out there. We will also be eternally grateful for you, and I will send John to hump your leg. So
yeah, John's smaller and he's easier to mail than Adam is. So
he has beard connectors. Unlike some people. Connectors.
I have a beard connector. I don't have a goatee connector.
Also, I was emailed fairly recently by a mother who wanted to bring her son, who was 9 years old, asking if it was going to be an appropriate environment. I told her this. Well, I think that no game master there, several game masters have already marked their games mature. So obviously the kid's not going to play in those. But she did say he did have interest in playing and was very well behaved at the table. I said that most game masters probably aren't going to mind. This is just a fun day. It should be fine. But because there will be drinking and we're all pretty rowdy already, this is probably not going to be a super kid-friendly environment. Well, there's going to be a lot of cussing, I'm going to think.
That's kind of where I would go. Is there's nothing we're doing that is going to be intentionally age inappropriate.
Exactly.
There's no out...
You know, I am age inappropriate.
The games are marked as mature if they're going to be. We don't have a hentai room.
But the general environment's going to be...
Well, the general environment is a bunch of adults who are...
Who are rowdy and ready for a good time.
Right. Yeah. So if you want to bring your kid, that's great. We have no problem with that. It's just be forewarned that, like any other gaming con, most gamers I've run into are extremely nice people and extremely thoughtful people. But just be warned, we can't necessarily control what comes out of anybody's mouth.
I do like to yell very loudly at the table, and sometimes I do yell the curse words, because it's fun. But I would consider this an R-rated con based on language alone, not content.
I think so too.
For language purposes, yeah. This con is rated
so
mature.
So just kind of decide based on, based on your own situation, whether this is appropriate for kids or not. So
one thing I want to toss out there, in the third category... Sean, the artist from Chainmail Bikini, is running a vampire game that he has marked as mature.
It's not vampire. It's World of Darkness, but not vampire.
Okay.
But still,
he's running
awesome.
A World of Darkness game, and I have heard from many people that he is excellent.
You've heard, one person heard from me. Sean is the best GM I have ever played under. He is phenomenal. Get into that game stat. He will not disappoint.
Yeah, I don't see anybody in that category, and if that continues, I'm going to jump on that.
Yeah, I've already told Jake I'm going to jump into his Burning Wheel game. But if he doesn't sign up quick, I'm hopping in Sean's game, and I'm not going to be ashamed of it. That's a challenge to you, Jake. To you.
All right, I think that's about it for now. So that should give you guys some idea of where we're going with this. And once again, keep checking that Warhorn site, because we're going to be updating that regularly with new games, additional information, contact information, all kinds of stuff as we know it. So, and we'll probably mention these developments on the show, but just in case we don't, that's your place to go for information. Get pre-registered. Come out and hang with us. We would love to have all you guys out here. Grab your friends. We don't care if they listen or not. This is just a gaming convention, so
this is going to be a great time.
Yeah, my whole family's probably going to be there. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask.
Yeah, we're just dudes. Email us. We're just dudes.
I'm a boring office guy, and I got nothing better to do with my time.
All right. So thank you guys, and hopefully we will see you there.